ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो, फिफ्थ कैंटो, चैप्टर 8, टेक्स्ट 30। This chapter is entitled as The Character of Bharat Maharaj. It's in a prose form, so I'll just read it through. Ittevam niguro nirvedo bishrijya mrigin mataram punar bhagavat kshetram upasam ashilo muni ganadoitam shalagramam पुलस्त पुलहाश्रमं कालंजरात प्रत्याय जगाम। Although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, by constant repentance he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose those things to anyone, but he left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjara Mountain, where he was born. He again went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashram of Pulastha and Pulaha. Please repeat after me. Although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, by constant repentance he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose those things to anyone, but he left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjara Mountain, where he was born. He again went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashram of Pulastha and Pulaha. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is significant that Maharaj Bharat, by the grace of Vasudev, remembered his past life. He did not waste a moment. He returned to Pulahashram, to the village known as Shalagram. Association is very meaningful. Therefore, ISKCON tries to perfect one who enters the society. The members of the society should always remember that the society is not like a free hotel. All the members should be very careful to execute their spiritual duties so that whoever comes will automatically become a devotee and will be able to return back to Godhead in this very life. Although Bharat Maharaj acquired the body of a deer, he again left his hearth and home in this case the Mount Kalanjara. No one should be captivated by his birthplace and family. One should take shelter of the association of devotees and cultivate Krishna consciousness. Ittevam niguro nirveda bishrijya mrigin mataram punar bhagavat kshetram upashalam shilam muni ganadaitam shalagramam pulastha pulahashramam kalanjarat pratyajagama. Although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, by constant repentance he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose those things to anyone, but he left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjara Mountain, where he was born. He again went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashram
of Pulasta and Pulaha. What a wonderful anecdote, starting with a king. He is the king of the entire earth planet, Maharaj Bharat, the son of Rishabhdev, another illustrious personality, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bharat Maharaj, in due course of time, after ruling his kingdom for many, many years, he decided to retire. He left his home, his palace, the sovereignty over the entire earth planet, left everything, went to the forest on the bank of Saraswati in Pulaha Ashram, the ashram of Pulaha Rishi. He's still there. Pulaha, who is Pulaha? Pulaha is one of the sons of Lord Brahma. One of the first personalities, first beings, a very, very exalted personality. Pulasta, Pulaha, Kratu, Angira, Marichi. These are all the great sons of Lord Brahma, including Narad Muni. So we can see his exalted position. So Bharat Maharaj was performing his spiritual activities there. And he reached the stage of bhava. Just consider how exalted that position is. If we consider our situation, although we are practicing devotional service, in which stage most of us are in? We didn't even reach the anartha nibritti stage. We are in the stage of anartha. We haven't even become free from anarthas. So after anartha comes, after that stage, due to bhajana kriya, comes the stage of anartha nibritti. No more anarthas. That means heart is now fully freed from lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride, envy. The heart is completely free from any kind of material attachment, especially the attachment of distinction, adoration and profit. These are the subtle anarthas. Labh, puja, pratishtha. Desire for distinction, desire for adoration, desire for profit. So after anartha nibritti comes the stage of nishtha. Then comes the stage of ruchi. Nishtha means now fixed up, completely fixed up in devotional service. No more allurements, no more influence of material allurements. So nishtha fixed up. And then comes the stage of ruchi, when one gets the taste of devotional service. We begin to appreciate what we are doing. Mainly Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, these Navada Bhaktis, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam. That Ruchi stage will be so wonderful that one will simply want to all the time hear and chant. No room for Gramma Katha. No attraction for mundane discussions. That is the stage of Ruchi, getting the taste of Krishna consciousness. Do we realize how wonderful is this activities of Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Then we will develop ashakti. attachment to Krishna. Then comes the stage of bhava, feeling the emotions for Krishna. Prabhupada is describing how is that emotion, how is that feeling. It's something like just as a young boy and young girl become attracted to each other when they fall in love with each other. How do they feel for each other? The natural attachment, natural attraction. So at that stage we'll develop the natural attraction for Krishna and feeling the emotions. Rudanti, sometimes he will cry due to that emotion. Sometimes he'll laugh. Gayati unmadavat nrittati. Sometimes he'll sing. And sometimes he'll dance like a madman. Lokobhajya, without any consideration of external world. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rash Bihari ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. And then finally, the stage of prema, love for Krishna. So Bharat Maharaj was on the stage of bhava, bhava bhakti. But from that stage, in spite of being in that stage, when he developed this intense attachment for Krishna, so much so that he was feeling those transcendental emotions, all that happened, just one day he happened to see one baby deer just after his birth is being carried away with the waves of the stream, waves of the river. Gandaki river, that's not Saraswati actually, I remember, Gandaki. So, he rescued that baby deer. And he started to nurse that deer. It's natural, the baby deer, the mother just died. The baby deer needs so many things, like first thing it needs is mother's milk, mother's affection, mother's protection. So Bharat Maharaj began to provide all that to that baby. And here we can see like how strong the illusory energy of the Lord is. Mama Maya Durattaya. Durattaya. Is impossible to overcome. Impossible to overcome. But there is a way to do that. It's possible by Mame Bhaje Prapadante. Although it is impossible to overcome the influence of the illusory energy of the Lord, but when one surrenders unto the Lord, then he can. But in Bharat Maharaj's case, what happened? Due to this attachment, he started to forget the Lord. In spite of being in such an exalted position, when he was feeling the transcendental emotion for the Lord, he started to deviate from that path. Slowly, slowly, the attachment to the deer started to grow. And this has been very extensively described, like how gradually Bharat Maharaj was becoming attached to that baby deer. And finally, when the time came for him to leave his body, he left his body thinking about the deer, which is quite natural. He was so obsessed with the welfare of the deer he was so concerned about the protection of the deer. I mean, he started to think, oh, what will happen to the deer? Now that I am leaving, who will take care of the deer? This is what Maya is. This is how strong the influence of Maya is. The king who left the entire earth planet, Tuchavat, completely neglectfully, as if it didn't mean anything, as if it didn't amount to anything, as if it didn't have any significance whatsoever. He left that, but he got attached to a deer. So this is how strong Maya is. We forget our mission. He forgot why he left his kingdom. He forgot why he came to the forest, why he underwent so many austerities and difficulties. And what to speak of this attachment that he already developed for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then, just became attached to a deer. And while leaving his body, he left his body thinking of the deer. So what happens, whatever, when you leave your body thinking of somebody? Jang jang bapi smaran bhavam tajattante kalevaram. Tajattante means leaves, and kalevaram means the body. And the result is the next body will be according to that thought. And that's what happened with Bharat Maharaj. He left his body thinking of the deer, he got a deer body. This is not just chance happening. This also has been described that this is what happens. Wherever your deepest attachment is, that will be the last thought. Therefore, one is trained in Krishna consciousness to think about Krishna and develop one's attachment to Krishna and no one else. That's the safe thing to do. That's the safe course to take. Develop your attachment to Krishna and not to anybody else. Be careful. Be very, very careful. So the final point is, don't develop your attachment to anyone other than Krishna, and see all the attachments centered around Krishna. Develop all your attachment through Krishna. That is, we can't deny attachments. We can't, because we cannot deny developing relationships. We do develop relationships. We can't deny that. The husband will automatically be attached to his wife. Wife will automatically be attached to his husband. Father will naturally be attached to his children. The mother will naturally be attached to the children. The children will naturally be attached to the parents. These relationships are undeniable. But we have to develop those relationships with Krishna in the center. That is the course, the safe course to take. Everything in relation to Krishna. Not my children, Krishna's children. Not my relatives, Krishna's relationships centered around Krishna. In this way, we have to develop our situation in this material nature. Actually, these anecdotes from the scriptures are the lessons to learn, the mistakes not to make. That is the lesson. Don't take any chance. See Bharat Maharaj. If it could happen to Bharat Maharaj, what to speak of ourselves? How vulnerable is our situation? But one wonderful thing about Bharat Maharaj, as Prabhupada said, by the mercy of Vasudev, Bharat Maharaj remembered his past life. Even though he got the body of a deer, he could remember his past life. He was a Jatismar. Jatismar means one who remembers his past life even after leaving that body. And because he remembered that, what actually happened to him, now he is extremely careful. So he did not want to take any chance, even as a baby deer. Naturally, the babies are attached to the mother, not only of the human beings, human babies, even the animal babies are attached to their mother. It's a nature's arrangement. But what happened to this baby deer? I do not want to take any chance. I do not want to develop any attachment even to my mother, dear mother. And when he was able to move, he just left home. Home means what? He was born in a forest, in a place called Kalanjara Mount, Kalanjara Mountain. So he left that place, and where did he go? He went to the same place where he was performing his devotional activities, on the bank of the Gandaki River. Therefore, this place is known as Shalagram, forest of Shalagram. Why? Because Shalagram appears in Gandaki, a holy appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he went to that place, Pulahashram, where many saintly people were residing, and he started to spend his time. He could not speak, but he could hear. As a deer, he couldn't speak, but even as a deer, he could hear. And how he spent his time? Just hearing Krishna Katha when these saintly personalities were discussing among themselves. What you can see, what an illustrious personality. Even as a deer, he is a devotee of the Lord. Sometimes we see these kind of affinities in the animals. We can see from that they have their consciousness even to the extent of Krishna consciousness. I remember long time ago, we used to spend a lot of time in Vrindavan, and on Ekadasi's morning we used to go on a parikrama of Vrindavan. And one dog on the Ekadasi day would just wait for us right at that gate from Krishna Balaram temple. And as we would start our parikrama, the dog would follow us. And he would complete the parikrama with us, and then he would go away. Even in a dog's body, I'm sure, Prabhupada pointed out, many of these creatures in Vrindavan, like the dogs, the hogs, the pigs, that they are fallen devotees. When somebody doesn't execute his spiritual life properly but leaves his body in Vrindavan after executing devotional service there, they actually get this animal body to burn out their bad karma. And what to speak of some exemplary creatures like this, that elephant, is it in Guruvayur or Guruvayur, yeah? Guruvayur temple. There's an elephant. When the time came for this elephant to leave his body, he just went in front of the deities, looking at the deities, he left his body. That business of this elephant was to carry the deities, Utsav deity during the procession. I know, what a wonderful way to leave his body. Even as an elephant, left his body thinking about Krishna, looking at him. So these are, we can see, although in the animal body they are very, very exalted personalities. And here we can see Bharat Maharaj as a deer. But this time he did not want to make any mistake. He left his home. Left his home means where his mother deer, father deer, brother deer, sister deer was staying. Probably they had a little nook where the whole family used to live. He left his home. He didn't want to develop any attachment to his mother or to the place of birth. And he went to Pulahashram on the bank of Gandaki, where Shaligrams appear. And he started to spend his time listening to Krishna Katha by the devotees. And this way, we can see, in one hand, there are quite a few lessons we learn from that. One lesson we learn is, when we take to spiritual life, we should be very, very careful about Maya. Because Maya is extremely powerful. Maya can take us away at any moment. No matter how exalted our position may be spiritually. But we all are vulnerable. We all are fallible. We have to realize that. Jivas in this material natures are fallible. So we should be very, very careful. We should never think, oh, I am infallible. The next lesson we learn that even if we forget, even if we cannot complete our spiritual, we cannot complete our spiritual mission, even if we cannot reach our spiritual destination, our spiritual credits will always remain with us. Even though we may get a subhuman species of life, but there will be the possibility of remembering Krishna. Most likely by Krishna's mercy, if we are fortunate. But we should not take a chance. And we should become, we should remain very, very fixed in our spiritual life. Understanding how strong Maya is. Prabhupada sometimes told the devotees that your problem is that you do not realize how strong Maya is. So Maya is extremely strong. Therefore we should be very, very careful. And Prabhupada then in the purport is pointing out that because of this, Srila Prabhupada created ISKCON. The purpose of ISKCON is to spread Krishna consciousness and protect one's Krishna consciousness. When somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, ISKCON is there to give protection to his spiritual life. How? By keeping one in the association of devotees. ISKCON means the International Society for Krishna consciousness, meaning the international society for the devotees of Krishna. International, all over the world, this arrangement is available, where the devotees can have the association of devotees. And if we remain in the association of devotees, we are safe. That is the most wonderful aspect of ISKCON. Why Srila Prabhupada took so much trouble to create this ISKCON? Simply to give protection to the devotees. Yes, one aspect is to spread Krishna consciousness. But what will happen when one takes to Krishna consciousness? Then he needs the arrangement to get trained and to remain safe in his spiritual life. Because Maya is very strong. Alone we do not stand a chance. Bharat Maharaj didn't stand a chance. What to speak of us? Ekaki amar nahi pai bol hari naam sankirtane. Alone I do not have any strength to remain fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we should try to remain in the association of devotees. And that's what ISKCON is providing. Go anywhere and you will find the association of devotees. That is the wonderful thing. And don't go anywhere. Don't go to a place where there is no association of devotees. That's how we have to play safe. Just go to places where the association of devotees is available. This morning there was an announcement that one devotee came from Baltimore. That's, you came from Baltimore? You came to Bombay? Where did you come? To ISKCON temple. And when devotees from ISKCON go to Bombay, go to Baltimore, where will they go? They have their association. You come, whether you come from Baltimore, you have an association of devotees. Whether you go to Baltimore, you have an association of devotees. Wherever you go, you have the association of devotees. And association of devotees give the protection. That is the most wonderful. You stay in the association of devotees and your spiritual life is safe. Why? Why? How your spiritual life is safe in the association of devotees? You see, Maya is strong. Why? Because Momo Maya, Doibi Maya. The Maya is divine because this Maya is Krishna's potency. Therefore, it is impossible to overcome the influence of Maya. Alone, we don't stand any chance because Maya is too powerful. But association of devotees, stronger than Maya. Why? Maya is Krishna's external energy. Whereas the association of devotee is Krishna's internal energy. Now, between these two, which one is stronger? External energy is stronger or the internal energy is stronger? Which one is stronger? Internal. Therefore, when you stay in the association of devotees, you are safe. Now consider how it protects, how it gives protection. You may be in the association of some new bhaktas and you may be a big devotee. But if anything happens, if there is any influence of Maya coming, to influence you. Won't these devotees, even though they are new bhaktas, won't they tell you, Prabhu, what's happening? You are in Maya. So this is how the association of devotees gave us protection. And that's why Prabhupada took so much trouble to create this ISKCON. Just for the sake of our safety. Just for the sake of securing our spiritual life. Therefore, stay in ISKCON and never ever leave ISKCON. Just you can take a statistics. Those who left ISKCON, what happened to them? And you will see what happened to them. But those who remained in ISKCON, what happened to them? There had been big catastrophes in our movement. Many devotees lost their spiritual masters, lost their faith in spiritual life. But if they remained in ISKCON, their spiritual life was safe. But those who left ISKCON, no matter how exalted devotees they may have been, gradually they drifted away and got into Maya completely. Maybe they'll come back, and ISKCON's door is always open for everyone to come back. But why take a chance? Why take a chance? So never ever take a chance. Just remain in ISKCON and you'll see how wonderfully your spiritual life is protected. And how to remain in ISKCON? Prabhupada pointed out that ISKCON is not a free hotel, not a free dharamshala. A place for eating and sleeping. Yes, ISKCON will provide you the opportunities for eating and sleeping, but that should not be the only purpose of staying in ISKCON. The purpose of staying in ISKCON is to practice spiritual life. Prabhupada very clearly pointing that out in the purport. Stay in ISKCON properly, because if you don't utilize this opportunity that you are getting in ISKCON, then Krishna will not allow you to stay here. As Prabhupada pointed out, it's not a free dharamshala. Stay in ISKCON practicing the four regulative principles. Stay in ISKCON chanting at least 16 rounds. Stay in ISKCON cultivating your spiritual life, reading Prabhupada's books, attending the classes, hearing from the exalted devotees. Stay in ISKCON rendering devotional service. Then ISKCON will keep you. When you become a valuable member of ISKCON, then ISKCON will protect you. ISKCON will give you everything that you need. That's a wonderful arrangement that Srila Prabhupada made. And then automatically you will make advancement. You stay in ISKCON practicing devotional service, automatically there will be more and more responsibilities will come. Along with the responsibilities, you will get your recognition. More and more service opportunities will come. And mind you, this movement is here to take over the whole world. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this movement is going to spread in every town and village, do you think Mahaprabhu's word is going to go in vain? When Mahaprabhu said every town and village, it means every town and village. Literally every town and village. Can you imagine a situation when wherever you go, there are thousands of devotees. Everyone is wearing tilak, everyone is wearing kantimala, everyone has a bead bag in his hand and chanting Hare Krishna. And when whoever sees you, they say, "Oh Prabhu, how are you doing? What can I do for you?" This is how this movement is going to take over the whole world. And it's bound to happen, and we'll be glorified that we were participating in this wonderful happening. Therefore, let us just remain fixed up with full conviction that this movement is going to spread all over the world. And if I remain, even as an insignificant part of this movement, my life will become successful. And what is our goal? That we can leave this body in the association of devotees, hearing the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. If we remain in ISKCON, whether we are a big devotee or a small devotee, what will happen? At the time of death, devotees will surround us. and they'll chant the holy name of the Lord. What a beautiful atmosphere will be created at that time. And if we can leave our body remembering Krishna in this way, where will we go? Therefore, this is the most safe place to be in the association of devotees, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? I don't have much time. I'll just have a few questions if you have. Yeah. Give the mic to him.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for your wonderful class. Maharaj, our society is properly organized for that purpose, that how we can develop our attachment towards Krishna. But sometimes we see the devotees, they beg to their material life. And Lord says, according association, you develop your attachment, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. So, what is the reason, though we are practicing Krishna consciousness among devotees, but why we get attachment towards life?
Yeah, right. Good. The association should be Sajati Ashaya Snigdha Sadhu Sango Sato Bari. What kind of association? Sajatiya. The persons, devotees of the similar nature or belonging to the same sampradaya. Snigdha, his mentality should be gentle, tender. And Satobari, that sadhu's association should be more advanced devotees' association. That's what we should always seek for. Then we will remain fixed up. And on the other hand, if we associate with wrong people, wrong personalities, then we run the risk of a very dangerous consequence.
How we can get these opportunities?
Yeah, ISKCON, look for use your intelligence. There are so many devotees. Find out, and especially the department you are rendering service, let the devotees from that department be. That is another consideration of Sajatiya, who are always engaged in the similar service. Say for example, you are distributing books, so associate with the book distributors, or through your service, you will associate with the book distributors. Right? And then see, who is inspiring you to distribute books? Just take his guidance. Okay?
Maharaj, we have the internal disease, that name, fame and adoration. This internal disease, how we can free from?
That is your business. Try to get yourself free from this distinction, adoration and profit, because that's Maya. Just become fixed up. Use your intelligence. Okay, I will end the class now because... Okay, last question because I have a flight to catch now.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, like you are mentioning that devotees who have just joined or the ISKCON movement, they have started living in temple and they are still in the phase of anartha nivritti. But it so happened that they leave their body and they are going to leave their body and they are in the association of devotees, let's say in the temple. So devotees will gather around them.
Yeah.
And they will chant Hare Krishna.
Because you see, by Krishna's mercy, this development can take place very quickly. Right? For example, you see, when the mode of passion is very strong, then these influences become very prominent. Right? But at the time of death, just consider the body is weak, which means, you know, the mode of passion is reduced. Then one is more apt to take the spiritual benefits, or more open to take the spiritual advantage. Right? Like, and you see, how it can happen, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of consciousness. Right? It's not that if we practice for so many years, then this will be the result. No. We may practice for so many years, but nothing may happen. But we may be in a situation that just in a few minutes, we can make great advancement. Therefore, we should just remain in the association, open our heart, depend upon Krishna, and carry on. Right? Be serious, be sincere about your spiritual progress. Krishna will help. Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare.